you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Big J. Ogerson and Shannon Lee Heyer are on the SDR show this week. We're doing a recap. It's a little weird. I'll be honest with you. What happened was the guest canceled last minute. We ended up doing it through Zoom. It sounds a little strange. It's also partly through StreamYard. Just deal with it. We talk about the chaos that was the AVN Awards, and it also sets you up because the next few weeks we're going to do snippets from the AVNs on Wednesday nights where me and Jay spent 4 days together, basically. Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday. We spent 4 days together. So that's this episode. We do it every single Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You could use the code SDR, get 20% off at gasdigitalnetwork.com. New website's coming soon, kids, and it is coming along nice. But really, let me just shut up. Let's do the recap. Here it is right now, the AVN Awards recap episode of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
So just so you know, we were going to be in studio tonight with Kevin Farley. Something came up, so we are doing this. And Jay's going to rejoin in a second. And we're going to recap the AVNs when Jay comes back. But it's been a comedy of errors because we have not done a Zoom live in quite some time. And then we had to switch to StreamYard. And then for some reason, just as we were going live 20 minutes late, Big J's computer crashed. So it fucking sucks, but it is what it is. I think I sound okay now, though, Shannon. I was sounding like a robot for the first 10 minutes.
It was hilarious, but you were too mad to enjoy the funniness. Yeah,
because also I paid someone good money to come fix it today. And then when we started to go live, it stopped fucking working. But I felt that either way, in the studio or this episode, we were going to have to talk about all the craziness that went down at the AVNs anyway. So I figured, why not do that as the episode to put a button on it, especially since probably one or two shows in the next month are just going to be episodes directly from the AVN, if not three, but I don't think we're going to play them in a row, but we'll see. I think we taped about 25 episodes, maybe 20 episodes, not episodes, but segments, like 10 to 20 minute segments with different porn stars talking about the event. And also there's stories tonight, which we'll talk about, which is from the actual award show, as well as some things that happened before, during, and after. But Jay is rebooting his computer, and we'll get into it. So I apologize that we are not in studio. Plus, if you're a Gas Digital fan, you probably know that tonight is the first episode of the Spit Row show with Lewis, and the whole team is there. I am going to go there.
I'm going remote.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is on my laptop.
Oh, you're not on your mic.
My computer. is rebooting.
Okay, it's okay. So, Jay,
I'm right here, dude.
I like that you're talking on your mic, even though your mic is not doing anything.
No, it's not doing anything. And also, I didn't hear you at first because I have my volume down for porn.
Well, look, we're just gonna do a short episode tonight, just to kind of recap everything that happened at the AVNs. Speaking of porn, that is what we spent knee deep and knuckle deep in for 3-4 days, Jay. So that was
nobody interested.
I don't remember the last time you and I spent that much time together. Let's start with that.
Oh, I had a blast. That was the most fun part.
Yeah, we had the bet. To me, one of the highlights, believe it or not, was, and we think we talked about this at the one of the pre-recorded things, is just the drive there was probably the most fun I had in a long time.
Oh, that was great. Drive there was great. It was smooth sailing, so it was like open road. We were good. It was fun. Listen to music, talk a little bit.
We got to sing Air Supply together and Gloria.
Yeah.
By Laura Branigan. And Jay, by the way, he knows not just the words of every song. As you know, he's a little savant with music and people. But you know the ums and the ahs and the inflections in every fucking song.
Yeah, I'm real big on knowing what I call the ad-libs of a song.
It's pretty impressive. It really is pretty impressive.
I love it. So
really quickly, I think we should focus on the actual award show and that whole thing. No, because
come back on the screen.
Say, well, Shannon doesn't want to see her. You don't want to see her face, Shannon? Where are you?
I don't care.
All right, kids, so stay on the screen because we need to talk to you about this. So,
lovely background, always.
Yeah, always has. I have a weird fucking background because I'm still in the middle of redecorating my apartment. So you're seeing a weird angle thanks to StreamYard. That's like things that I'm deciding where they're going.
Well, it really looks like a real fuck palace that Shannon has. It's so sensual.
Yeah. Shannon, you ever fucked by that flame over there?
I've never had sex in this apartment.
Shut up.
That's not true.
I swear to God.
Where have you not masturbated, though?
It's only happened in my bedroom.
Never in a bathtub? Nothing?
No.
Have you ever been rubbing one out and just like right before a good experience to catch jump on the bed?
Probably, yeah. And I just like...
Do you ever put something sweet in your butthole so the kettle suck your ass while you play with yourself?
No.
Has Dawkins ever been involved in sex, like in the room, so to speak?
What?
Has Dawkins ever been in the room when you're fucking?
We haven't fucked since we've had Dawkins. I don't know.
All right, I guess you'll get back to us.
I don't know what to say. I'll let you guys know.
Really quickly, though, your computer's rebooting or are you giving up on it?
It's rebooting.
Okay. So I think we should just start with the day itself of the AVN. Is that fair? Or you don't? Is there?
No. No. Shannon.
I'll let you guide, Jay. You guide.
We got to talk Shannon. Because all the things. First of all, Shannon, I'll tell you this, and I mean this from the guts. You missed what I would describe, and I think Paco, who ended up taking your place, would describe. It was a really, really timid weekend.
Yeah, okay. That's for sure.
I'm telling you that we were my latest night out was Friday, and that was more than the award show night even. We were out because we got food late night.
Yeah, and we got stuck in a traffic jam.
But when I tell you this, and I mean this, not on screen, I don't think I saw a vagina this weekend.
Or a penis.
No, really? No, not in person at all. Now, there was plenty of tits, but even the tits had to be sort of covered.
They couldn't just wear pasties. They had to be covered. They couldn't wear pasties. So you didn't see that.
Yeah, people just did sort of. And there was also people wearing like see-through shit. So like they got away with it to some degree, but like it was so timid. The convention itself, you would have had a blast at Shannon, because it was really just like funny and fun and stupid, and just like we were drinking, we were day drinking and just sitting there.
We drank a lot. We did drink a lot.
Just talking shit. And then we would leave there and go, like, we did dinner the first night and then everybody crashed. Second night we went to
the sex party.
We may have recapped it on one of the pre-records.
We had to have.
Yeah.
The sex party, Shannon, that never was. Did you not hear about this at all?
I feel like, I don't know if I heard you on the Bonfire or Skanks, a little bit about how when you got there, like there was almost nobody there yet.
No, there was like four black dudes, a girl sleeping on a couch, a lady named Naughty Nights that nobody wanted to fuck, Lainey. Me,
yeah, we doubled the occupancy of the party when we showed up,
and nobody seemed to understand why we were there or why we would want to be there.
Yeah,
we left in, and I mean this, Shannon, under 7 minutes.
Well, Jay left in 4 minutes,
easy,
because he went to go smoke a cigarette, and then it was another 3 or 4 minutes to get the Uber back.
No, but I said, I go, I'm going to go outside to smoke a cigarette to start the exodus.
Right, right. But by the way, so I noticed the woman passed out on the couch, and I tried to explain to Jay, there's a woman passed out on the couch over there. And I said, Jay, there's a, and I couldn't finish it. He just starts laughing. And I thought he saw the woman. I said, what's so funny? And he goes, this. That's all Jay says. This is just ridiculous.
I really started laughing. So I go, you know, it's me and Ralph and Paco and Lainey. And we're standing in a what's supposed to be a fuck party in a very nice like house where everyone's dressed. There's nothing there. No snacks. The Ralph got a water out of a pallet of water that wasn't opened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like pry it out, you know,
like from Costco.
Yeah. He had to break the plastic on the top still.
Also, my favorite is the guy that came up to us. We walked in. You see four white people. Well, that Paco's not white, but he's white enough compared to what's going on over there. Walk in and he goes, "You guys situated?"
Yeah, he goes, "You guys all situated?" And we go, "What?" And then Laney had to go, "I'm the people who are running this as publicist." And they go, "Oh, yeah, sure. Come on in." We go in, the publicist for the two people who are running this party, an hour and a half into the party, Shannon, we get there. No, and the people who are throwing the party aren't
on the flyer.
They're on the flyer, not there. And then, so we were like, you know, like, let's get the fuck out of here. This is like, we like the hang. I get the funny. If there was a bunch more people here, even not doing anything, and it was just felt more like a house party waiting for people to fuck, I would have stayed for the funny, like had some drinks again, just kind of mingled and see what happens. But,
there were no drinks out anyway. The only thing out was water.
The people who were running it weren't there. So we're like, there's no way this is going to have any value at all.
I will say, though, is like I, you know, have worked at an event space for several years. And there are certain cultures of people that when they throw parties, the party will start like 2 to 3 hours late. So maybe it was an issue where
it wasn't. Started though, and I'll so tell you late. Why it wasn't. Well,
I'll tell you why that's not to keep going, Ralph. I'm sorry.
Well, afterwards, we dropped Paco off because Paco used to live in Vegas and he went to some comedy club. And he said, if you guys want, I'll go back after just to see if it ever gets lit, because they said we were there early. So he went there at 2:30 in the morning to check it out.
Oh, by the way, we dropped off Paco at we dropped Paco off at the hotel where he was going to the comedy show. And then for our troubles of going a half hour drive, being stuck at a gate we didn't have a code for, Paco scaling a fence, us finally getting the code, going through, going in for 5 minutes and turning around, for our troubles, a nice 45 minute traffic jam on the way back for a devastating four car accident.
Yeah, and by the way, the Uber driver keeps holding up the phone and goes, "What does this mean?" And it was just an icon.
The picture of a car with a big smash, like bang.
On it. And he keeps asking us in broken English,
"What is this?" I'm like, "I don't know. Do they put it as a picture so you can understand it, you fucking unibrow asshole?"
But also, I mean, I know you talked about this. I did hear a bit of it. But, you know, we did get stuck at the gate of this community, Shannon. And we thought, okay, you know, first of all, we thought it was at a club on the Strip. Then we thought it was at a hotel on the Strip. Find out it's 30 minutes away, which is insane. But we were already knee deep in. We're going. We're doing it. So we get there.
Well, the same from the get-go. We're just like, dude, it's the adventure now. Like, yeah. We're just go and look at this thing.
And then we get there, and they need a code for this gated community. And both Jay and I think universally in the car, we all thought, oh, they're not replying with the code because they're fucking. They're all fucking. So why are they checking their phones?
We're never going to get in, we figure.
Yeah, and then they finally checked the number. We told the Uber driver at one point, which was so stupid for us too, because it was like 45 degrees out. We said, just leave us here at the gate. And the guy goes, I'm not leaving you here. You know,
and Paco jumped over.
Paco jumped over the fence.
Paco was going to get to the house.
Yeah, and then we finally get to the door, and we immediately see there's nobody in there. And then we just assumed, oh, again, everybody's just upstairs fucking. And that was not the case.
Yeah, it was actually hilarious. Again, I'll say I throw my hat in the ring if there's any interest on that end for AVN to host those awards next year. And maybe that, here's the thing. It's not that I wouldn't be, not that I wouldn't fuck at the AVN awards. I would, but I almost like I expected, and I mean this in a positive way. We had a blast. I had a blast. I had a really, really good time, and it was not like a filthy, cruddy week.
Nothing sexual about it. It was just fun as an observer.
It was just such a weird thing to watch. Yeah. And the, you know, I said I actually have a hilarious amount of crossover fans. So people were like excited. Yeah. Some guy brought a thing for me to sign.
And by the way, Shannon, also not in the whole time, but at the beginning, let's say Jay, I would say, got recognized. I'm going to go with 60, 70 times. I think it's probably a fair number. Is that good, Jay?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. the first 20 or 30 in a row, it didn't hold up this way the whole time because some girls started coming up or whatever. But the first 20 or 30 just looked like Jay variants to the point where I thought one of them was Jay at some point because Jay wasn't in the booth. And I'm like, oh, there's Jay. Oh, that's not Jay. That's the guy that likes you.
Quantum leaping again. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm back in the Matrix.
He was orphan. What is it? An orphan blacking it the whole time is what he was doing. Yeah, it's crazy.
We were the prestige.
Can I clear up a misconception? I didn't back out, for the record.
You didn't back out.
I didn't back out.
No, you didn't back out. Okay. No one did
back out. We let you off the hook is what happened.
Yeah,
but I was trying my best to get there.
I sensed your extreme discomfort. I think no matter what we said in those texts, you believe there was a thing where me and Ralph were really like out there, like really hoping to score some porn. And by the way, there was parties and stuff I think we could have gone to ultimately. But we were like, when it came to that, it's almost like, eh.
Also, like, I don't really, I can tell you this.
That was an organized thing we were invited to. We were invited to Sapphires the first night. We didn't go to that. It was like, it was just like, I don't know. I'm not going to stand in a nightclub, dance club all night. So like, no interest. The white party was a dress up kind of formal thing. And I'm like, that's when the night we went to the fuck party. And the fuck party, we didn't go back to the white party. We went and got tacos and like went to bed.
All right, before we go any further, there is no Delta 8 vampire, hempire, whatever the fuck he calls himself. He's not here. He's away. I don't know where he is. He's probably out there doing Delta 8 somewhere. If you live in a state where it's legal and you want to get high, you can go to Delta 8, sorry, yodelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, get 25% off. Stock up on vapes and gummies. All your favorite Delta 8 is there. If you're living in a state where it is legal, which is a majority of the states, and you're over the age of 21, head over to yodelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, at yodelta.com. It works. People love it. It's a great high. People seem to be big fans. Me, I'm a puss. I do nothing except whippets once in a blue moon, apparently. So just go to yodelta.com, stock up on the vapes and gummies, and save 25% off while you're doing it. Yo Delta, home of Delta 8. That will get you super duper high. All right, let's get back into it.
And then Shannon, here's the question to ask you. If it was the exact same scenario, right, as far as your workload, as far as the flights, everything else, but it was like a secret acoustic concert of Amos Lee, do you think you would have figured out a way to go? Be honest.
My figuring out of the way, unless like that was like Thursday night, which was the day that I was missing. I mean, I don't know honestly how I could have possibly done it because I was so behind on work that I had to get like six extra Gas Digital people to like help me just catch up because I was so behind because of the Rap Awards show that it's just like if I would have gone, then like shows wouldn't have happened.
And you know what's happening, by the way? They were so at the AVN convention strict. That Thursday, we showed up 35, 40 minutes late because we got Paco on a slightly later flight, blah, blah, blah. 20 minutes into the doors opening, I got an email from AVN. They moved our booth because they thought we weren't coming.
Wow.
I'll tell you this, though. No problem where I think they put us in the spot. The only thing I would have picked more was to be even actually further back in an actual corner, to be an actual corner, back corner of the rooms. I think that would have been cooler, and we could have gotten a little more space, I bet.
Right.
We had a really limited amount of space, but... that said, I'm fine with where we were at. We were kind of tucked away, so it was cool. People, I just walked by all day, and it was fun. I mean, the people watching was next level. It was run, I don't mind saying, pretty bad. They really have a lot of kinks to work out. And we have a festival, so I know like that could happen. It's real constructive criticism. I think you need to make this, and I think I come from a Skankfest perspective on this, it should be a much better experience for the nominees and invited guests. So it's not an experience. Maybe it's a really good fan experience. I couldn't see it being how bad it was for the attendees of like the invited guests. Because Ralph, am I wrong about that? I mean, Ralph waited multiple times in an hour line.
Yeah. And by tickets for things.
Hour line that was like, and I'm not exaggerating, 20 feet long, maybe. It wasn't even that crazy of a law. It's like it just didn't move because they don't know what they were all.
They don't know what they're doing. Yeah, it was wild. It was wild. Also, by the way, Shannon, to put a button on the previous story, Paco went back at 2:30 in the morning, and it was two tables. One was like eight or nine dudes. The other table was three or four heavy set. All the dudes were black. All the women were heavy set white women sitting at separate tables eating snacks. Nothing going on.
Isn't that great? And then, by the way, Paco, my favorite thing is Paco walked in. There was a new security guy this time.
In a suit.
Paco was like, I'm on the list. They're like, sure, come on in. And then Paco said he stood there for like a minute or two, just looking at those two groups of people, not even interacting. And he just goes to the security guy. He said, hey, should I like not be here? And the guy went, yeah, man. and Paco said his cab never even left. He told his cab to stay there.
Yeah, so he just got in. So the party never went into full swing at 2:30 in the morning. At that point, it's not happening. There's no fucking way.
I will say that I did buy a really slutty dress, and I bought like thigh-high like platform boots that now in my life, I don't know how these will ever play.
You're going to wear them into SDR show next week is what you're going to do.
By the way, I'll yell it from the rooftops. Both guys we fuck girls, of course, looked fantastic.
Jay looked great, by the way. Jay's outfit was awesome. Jay's outfit really was great. He looked much cooler than I did, that's for sure. The shoes were great. The velvet. I thought the jacket was going to be more like bright and magician-y. It felt more cool and muted. It was a good vibe.
Yeah, I felt like a fat shit afterwards. There we go.
Oh, you're going to switch over now? Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
Hold on. Let me switch you. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so by the way, the stream is not running smoothly, just letting you know, but I will get it up right after we finish.
So now it's time, I think, the important things to talk about, which is the focal point. You know, the first 3 days are the convention, right? That's where all the fans go to wait online for hours to meet their favorite porn stars and then go in the bathroom and masturbate, which Jay did not realize that's what was happening in the bathrooms.
I don't know. I think I went in the bathroom once the whole weekend there.
Oh, really good. I went to the bathroom as a
first. Yeah, you're an older gentleman.
Yeah, and the first time in my life, there's no line for the urinal, but a waiting line
to go pound
for the
toilet. Out.
They're all going to pound out.
I'll tell you something I didn't like either. Me, Sam, when I saw her, called me over, made a big thing, and said something to me. It gave like a little like a snickery kind of line, like a ball bust about the expo. You know, the people waiting in line for her. And then I saw Ralph and I go, hey, what's up? I go, I just saw Lisa when I walked in. And he goes, oh, I saw her too. She said, all these guys are waiting to, whatever it was the same words, like to pound their cocks to my.
Yeah, the same. She used the same exact line.
Yeah, she said the same thing to me. They're all these guys waiting to pound cock to my. They go, oh, fuck Lisa. Like, work up two different lines for the people. You know, we're gonna talk to each other.
That was like that girl, Jay. I forget her name right now. The one that said, I want you to fuck me in the ass while I go down on another girl, and then she texted you the same thing. I was like,
a year later, that's her line.
She's got a line. That's fucking great. So those first 3 days, we're sitting at the convention, and you know, people coming in. Shout out to Motley Models, by the way. They were right next to us. The guy was a big fan of Jay's. One of the owners was a big fan of Jay. I don't know if he's an owner or manager or whatever. But they just, if you look at all the pictures we put up, I'd say 80% of the girls were from Motley Models. And then a girl that Jay talked about a lot on the bonfire. I forget her name right now.
Subgirl 0831.
Subgirl 0831 came on, and I was using the wrong vernacular. We'll get into that on the show when it airs. But I didn't know the correct words. Jay corrected me in Yiddish.
Well, Ralph thinks if you said
I was so chops.
Man, forget this. But Shannon, if I said he got punched right in his chops, where did he say he got punched?
In the jaw.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought the chops were the ribs. I don't know why like veal chops. Yeah, veal chops
Shannon,
are right there.
Shannon, I just found say hot dog, Shannon.
No,
please.
I know what you're doing, hot dog.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Shannon's got it. She's got the accent. That was the first time I ever heard it.
Yeah, it's only certain words. I grew up in Brooklyn. It's in there.
What was the one that just got me? The first one you said?
Oh, the jaw.
Oh, jaw. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow. So, but yeah, the chop. Ralph thinks that the
I thought it was like Ralph. Lamb chops, like ribs chops, but I was wrong. I'm stupid. Damn. I thought it was the 16th chapel until I was 35.
What do you say? So he goes, I got punched in the chops yesterday and my stomach's been killing me. I'm like, what are those two things related?
Oh, so So anyway, we got the interview. Cool.
Don't tickle my chops. It's my most ticklish of my chops.
My third chop is the more ticklish one. So then we find the last day we were only there for like 2 hours because we knew that we had to be there. They were very strict about this. You got to be there 5:30 for the red carpet walk, and the show starts at 8. So we said, we'll get there at 12. We'll tape 2 or 3 episodes or segments, and then we'll get out of there by 3.
I'm heating up all over again, dude.
Not knowing, first of all, by the way, that it would take us an hour and a half to get our tickets, which Jay just talked about. Literally, there were 3 people in front of us, and it took us fucking an hour to get our tickets, right? Though we do one more interview, and we go back to our rooms, change, and we leave at 5:15. We get there at 5:30. And the first part, I was like, okay, this makes sense. We're walking what they call the fan, like, preview walk to the red carpet.
I thought that was red carpet, too.
The funny part also, by the way, which, why not? We'll just, you know, full disclosure, pulling the curtain back, pun intended. Jay and I were walking holding hands just to be cute. That's where our pictures are. But because, for some reason, because Romy Chase was Jay's plus one, somehow that turned into, well, oh no, they have to take pictures together. Romy was getting upset about it. And
Lenny, I don't even have to say that I wasn't that into it, because I would tell you that also she was equally not into it at all. I was kind of thrust. We were thrust upon each other to do this thing, which I didn't know was the case when she was my plus one.
Yeah, I thought for sure Jay and I are doing the show
together.
And then at one point,
I was like holding. It's funny, even Christine. I mean, you know, Christine knew everything that went on, and I told her the whole thing and sent her the pictures. But I mean, like, she was even fielded things where it was like, you know, from friends of hers that were like, I mean, they're playfully, but they're kind of like, who the fuck is that chick? Like, why is it taking pictures? I go, yeah, it's my date, I guess. It wasn't, you know what I mean? We didn't. What's funny was, me and Ralph were really hoping that we could sit in the awards with Paco and for like laughing reasons, and Laura Desiree, who's great. You know what I mean? She's a sweetheart, and she'll laugh at our shit and stuff and the dumb stuff we say. And when we went into our chairs, I do remember that was the funniest thing. Romy goes, because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to sit, that I'm going to be happy. I want to sit next to Ralph. And I guess it'll have to
and
be
he,
like,
it was
Romy. I think it's going to be Lainey, but I guess by herself, then Romy, me, Ralph, me. And Romy goes, she goes, is it okay if I sit on the end and Lainey sits next to me? I go, yeah, all day long. That's okay. I go, so I'm starting to be upset. You know the bummer thing of me, and this is me projecting. Okay. Romy's lovely. She's great. She's got a bodacious body, and she's pretty and all that stuff. But my own thing was the most annoying of all of it is when we're being thrust together on the red carpet. I go, this is not an offense to her. It's my own problem mentally. But I'm like, everyone thinks like, oh, and of course Jay's with a porn star. And of course he has to be with like a BBW porn star. I'm like, no, man. I think I get it. There was a couple of super hot ones that were like, that said they knew me and they were big fans.
Yeah, there's one
right?
Really hot one that came to the table. She was really hot. Yeah, that one. I forgot what her name was. But she was really
so it's
fan.
Like, and they were like, you know, I wouldn't describe what they're doing as flirty because they can't do anything in their life that's not flirty in that world. But like, you know what I mean? They were fans where it was like, yeah, like, no, this isn't the one I would pick.
But by the way, so then we go to the, we walking the line. Now
she was
also
Ralph, let me, obviously it makes me laugh. She was definitely getting over the idea that, because we were walking all sort of together with Corinne, Christina, and Paco and Lainey. And you remember Romy. She was here for the David Whacking Off episode. And Polish girl, big Polish accent. And every
big
time,
boobs.
Yeah. And every time she would do anything, if she was like opening her purse or going in her purse, and I'd just lean over to Ralph and everybody and go, how many Polacks does it take to open a purse? And by the fifth one, she was over it. Because she was like, change your shoes. It goes, how many Polacks? How many Polacks? Yeah. I was like, how many Polacks do you think it takes to change shoes in line?
So we finally, so we get
it was
into
such an elbow, like to the gut, just to Ralph. I'm like, huh?
It was an elbow to the chops.
Yeah, right to the chops of Ralph. Just to go,
So we finally get to like the main room. And then we see, oh, there's the fucking actual red carpet. And it's like this snaky line that looked like it was going to be another hour, right? But it's 6:30. And my answer to Jay was like, at this point, there was nowhere else to sit. we're here.
The cocktail lounge's open bar line is not worth it. It's more worth it to go
to the
inside
casino,
the bar, which we did. That's what me and Ralph did ultimately, was go inside and buy just a drink. It's cheap to drink at a casino.
Exactly.
I'm not going to wait in line for another 30 minutes to get like
one watered down drink. Yeah. That's the other thing that was shitty. For the whole nominees that are waiting, they had two bars open. Each bar had at least 50 people waiting for a drink with one bartender in each bar. Insane. So we're waiting, we're waiting, and we're both getting annoyed. But then there's a part where you check in and you take a picture with your...
Shannon, that it was, and I'm not exaggerating, a 30-some 40-minute line to get to the first phase of then getting into the serpentine line for the red carpet itself.
For the red carpet itself.
And it's locked in cattle people in every single roped off thing of this.
And nothing at all endearing or apologetic or caring about the cattle-esque vibe of it. So we get to this part.
Ralph, getting heated up again, dude.
We get to this part.
I bet you're going to undersell this, Ralph.
No, we get this part. And so what also we notice is that because we were in one line, there was
Good. I thought this is what you were going to glaze over because this is the first thing.
There were several lines feeding into this one area where you check in.
But there really wasn't. It was just some people were coming around the line and getting right to the front of it for that part. And they were just they were clearing that because it would be like 20 people at a time. So they kept clearing those 20 people slowly a lot. And then maybe like, Five or three people from our line, and then that would fill up again, and they just crank in those. It was nuts.
Yeah, and then we're about to finally get in.
We're next
to the main line.
Ralph's the first person.
Yeah, I'm about to get on, and then they stop us. And I would say the biggest group. It was 30, 35 people. Kendra was one of them.
Sunderland.
Yeah, and like 30 other people, and I just see a look on Jay's face, and he goes, "Ralph, I'm out." And I'm like, all right.
It wasn't even that fast. I stood there for a minute because I really had the contemplation. I was like, yo, my instinct here is, I think this is something where Lewis would like back this up on knowing me, like a thing he knows about me that maybe a lot of people wouldn't think is the case. But I was, and this isn't even like a tough guy thing, more like a furious hissy fit was getting ready to come out of me for like, yo, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And then I was just thinking about like doing that. I'm going to feel stupid later, no matter what. I know that this is age hitting. And then I also said to myself, look, they're absolutely right. Because whatever they're doing that for is for the reason that like Kendra just showed up probably whenever she wanted to. And I get that. She's a big name in that world now. And they're shuffling her through past me, who's there for an award that, I won't even get into that. And that, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, this isn't even my scene. I really don't give a fuck if I'm on the red carpet. I want to go smoke a cigarette and get out of this. I'm over it. I looked up Ralph, almost called me. I was like, hey, buddy, I'm going to dip out. And he was like, yeah, you're going to go. I'm like, I'm just going to go. And I just unclicked the rope and went through. And then I went out and just like, I literally bullshit with Laura Desiree, and she introduced me to a few people, and I just smoked a cigarette or two out there. And then so Ralph was in the line for a little more,
like maybe 20 more minutes.
Yeah. And so
this is the line to do the red carpet.
To do the red carpet.
I just, by the way, the thought for me was me and Jay standing in front of the AVN Awards red carpet together is a funny picture to have, you know.
We'll do it next year when there's some corrections made. I'm telling you, it was a weird way to treat the people that you're there to like celebrate.
It's crazy. So I made it through one more straight line. There was three serpentine S's to get to the thing. I made it to the end. They did it again in that line. They put a few people.
What do you call
me? Serpentine?
my serpentine? You said serpentine.
Did I say serpentine? Serpentine.
Wow. I want to hear you scrime.
So they did it to me again, and
I'm never going to hear it when I hear that song now. my serpentine. Wah.
So I bailed. I saw Jay. We went out to the casino floor and got drinks.
Double fisted.
Felt better. We got double margaritas and a shot.
Then we go, you know what? 8 o'clock doors. It's 7:56 or something. Let's go over and let's get in line first for the doors. So we're in what I would call a pretty short line once again to the doors. 6-7 people in front of us. 2 or 3 people go, and then it just doesn't move. And then again, they're shuffling people past us again.
Yeah, again.
In this thing. And now at this point, me and Ralph are doing like, hey, it's fine if this is, but like, we're nominees or whatever. Yeah. You know, we have like low seats. Like, are we supposed to be in there?
We had orchestra seats, by the way.
Is this the right line? Is this the right line? And the reality is they didn't know, because if you ask 2 different people, one person was like, no, you should go over there. You should be over there by this. And other people going, nope, this is the VIP. This is the thing. And then they opened up those lines and got us to the line that's basically right to the door, the open door that says VIP. It's an open door. There's a guy standing in front of that door. So now they funnel in like 3 or 4 more lines into this one big pile of people again, standing in front of a VIP door that they're not letting you in yet.
Yeah. And then
to our left was just what I can only describe as, I guess, like the handicapped like ramp going along the side like that. And Ralph, who did a couple of boldies this weekend, I gotta say, Ralph really manned out this weekend. He did some things where I was like, okay, Ralph, what's up, dude? Gee whiz is coming back
at the Avis Car Center. Jay was really impressed.
Yo, fucking Ralph, like, yeah, man, gee whiz lives. Glide Wizard live. Bronzo Sensuale is with us. Ralph just unclicks again another velvet rope, and we just go, let's just go on that. And we did. And by doing that, then they stopped us in there because everybody has to wait to go through the metal detectors. But through just Ralph's, like, that one last move, we were first in line of anybody to get into the into what would be the lobby of this place. And for that reason only, we were able to go and get some drinks. And
we were the first at the bar.
As soon as that was over, the line was the people will not be inside. We thought people won't be inside in time for the show. But when we go into the show, we find out that the show doesn't start for 1 hour longer
already.
There's a
59-minute countdown on the fucking screen. And at this point, it's almost 10 o'clock. It's like 9:15. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, it wasn't that late. It wasn't that late yet. No, by that point, it was probably. But no, the thing, it was 8:30. It was a 9:30 show. No,
so 3 hours. It's been 3 hours.
No, it was later, Jay. The show started at 10, finally.
No, it didn't. It didn't start that late. It started like 9-something.
I could look them up. You might be right.
Yeah, it was 9. It was like early 9. But it doesn't matter. We got in. They opened the doors. They didn't get the doors open at 8. So yeah,
no, like
they
8:15. Did the
countdown. So probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just run so bad.
And then, by the way, Shannon, I see the countdown, and Jay goes to, he's like, we got an hour. He went to go smoke again and get a drink. And I texted Paco.
Smoke a joint. I was like, yeah, let's fucking do something.
I texted Paco. I said, when that fucking timer hits 0, there is no fucking way that this thing is starting on time. And Paco said, I'll bet you $50 it does. I said, you fucking got that bet, dude. No way. It started maybe 15, 20 minutes later after. So much so.
Did it really?
Yeah. When it was about a minute away, they took the countdown off the screen.
Because it's a lie.
And then it was a lie. And then it was like at least maybe 10, 15 minutes. It finally starts. And Jay wasn't here for this. But just imagine, we've all been there since 5:30.
This is great.
It's now.
I love this
factoid,
and I'm so bummed I missed it. But
you're ready to kick it off.
I'm actually happy I wasn't there, Ralph, because that was the most spiritual thing I could possibly say, is that a divine intervention took place there to keep me out of that room. Because you heard how I laughed when everyone was like emotional about a guy going, when this director gave me the role of a lifetime. Yeah. So the way you heard me laugh at that, like, and Ralph. Laughing, am I right? Yeah, I mean, I was having a really good time at this award show listening to these people talk. It was funny, but I would have had a problem making it through this because go ahead, Ralph.
All right, so they finally, though, they dim the lights, they're right about to start. Everyone's, it's been 6 hours. What do they start with? An in memoriam of the 10 dead porn stars.
Was it Legion of Skanks, the last Legion of Skanks episode?
And I was like, what the
that's
fuck
funny.
Is going- Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? I thought, and that
I
lasted
will
basically.
You.
Yeah.
Was it and a then, lot of them?
And it was like 10, maybe, right? And then some R&B performer came out and did a song, like half a song. And then Jay's friend, a comic that Jay knows,
Matt Rife, yeah.
Matt Rife comes out to do comedy. And then he introduces the two porn stars that were going to be the main hosts of the night.
Might as well call them Concrete Shoes, because those girls, he was doing all right. He was like getting them, man. And then he had to sit there and work with girls who were just, they were just reading.
And then, by the way, then I point to Jay, I said, Jay, we can read the teleprompter. It's right over our left shoulders. And instead of it being on screen, like on stage.
Yeah. So I just read, I just read everything like, what do you call it? 1 second before he said it right into her ear. I'm like, and another thing that's crazy is that blowjob of the year is a different award from, so he was saying it like so a second fucking, later.
Yeah, so weird. And then also a couple other quick things, like every the first four or five categories, there was like 9 or 10 nominees, and they're showing segments of each nominee. So it's taking forever. One of them was like Best Picture. One of the clips was a girl crying. That was the clip from the movie.
Like, I think they moved. I think they actually moved pretty fast. It wasn't that many nominees on those, but it was like maybe six.
No, one
day
I counted two different ones. One had 14 nominees.
Oh, really? Oh, so it was different per different thing. Yeah, that's true. But they give out, if I may, Ralph, they give out, they give out like a bulk of those awards. And then, like, you know, and then a girl comes out who's pretty famous, I guess. I've never heard of her before, but she comes out and performs one quarter of her song.
Yeah.
And then leaves.
And by the way,
that's what the plan was.
They gave her the wrong intro because we read the name of the girl. The second time was the wrong intro. There was two different performers. So they said the wrong name of the girl. They also introduced a few people on stage the wrong name. That happened twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was definitely a lot of that. I mean, they're not good readers, Shannon. Surprise, surprise. Stop the presses.
And then, as Jay say, one guy, when he won, like, best fucking anal, whatever the fuck he won.
No, no, he won male performer of
male
the year.
Year. Okay.
And he got there, and he's like, when I got the role, when that director gave me that role, and I was
he
like,
said,
you
no,
hear
Jay,
me? Dude,
he
I
said,
am
when that director, I want to thank the director for writing this role,
for me. Yeah, it was, Shannon, I was... belly laughing. I was having so much. By the way, I was two-fisting souvenir cups worth of tequila and something.
And he also said that he was always I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like he always was passionate about the art of acting.
Oh yeah, and all these actors that are here tonight, he called them. I was like, oh dude, I'm sorry your fucking priest molested you, dude.
That's the problem. Also, the whole thing is run like they're running the Emmys or the Oscars. With no levity or awareness to the silliness of it.
No accurate self-appraisal.
Yeah, at all.
It's too dick sucky. It doesn't have to be. It can be a fun, funny, hilarious, real party like night.
It doesn't feel like a party at all. Nobody's happy there, I feel.
I just think they leave and then they just go. I feel at this point, maybe it's just the energy of the place, but like it seems to me like everyone leaves and probably goes to their room and films content.
Right.
Like they're all there together. So it's like, hey, you want to shoot a scene tonight?
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out the contracts on it.
So we're an hour and a half into it at this point, and I'm looking on the online. I'm like, Jay, there's like fucking 30 awards left. How the fuck are they getting through all 30 of these awards? It's not possible.
Oh yeah, it is.
And then they bring up a video of two naked girls, right? Who just made nonsense banter and then say, oh, by the way, here are the other winners. And they don't say nominees. They don't give you any teaser reel. It's just like,
are you talking about the first time they did this? Because this happened more than once.
Yeah, it happened twice. Right.
So, they did that in the middle and they do that. They gave a bunch of awards. So we were like, oh, they did say we were going to be a screen award. So let's take a look. And this might be us. And me and Ralph are kind of watching, like, oh, wow, are we going to win this thing? Any chance we might win this thing? And it doesn't do that at our awards. So, oh, I guess it's coming later.
Yeah.
Then the show goes on for an excruciating more amount of... I shouldn't say that. I don't know why I'm saying that. I had a blast. It was so fun. But, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we're having a good time laughing. And then at the... I didn't know it was the end of the show. They go just almost out of nowhere. They're like, and here's another... grouping of other tonight's winners from whatever categories. Make sure you remember to pick up your trophies at the whatever office before you leave. And congratulations to all of you. And it's like best make a production, best blah blah blah. This person, best blah blah blah. This person, but and it's just the winners. And it's Romy, Chase, Lainey, me, Ralph. Keep that in mind. And Romy's like, I forgot that Romy was up for one of those kind of awards. No. So it's like. Best set design, this person, best summons in this design. He goes, BBW of the year, not Romy Chase. And you just hear her go, oh. And then when I'm kind of like almost like half laughing at her, like going like, oh, it goes, best summoning this, best podcast, Plug Talk. And I went, oh. And then they, and then it goes, best winning Plug Talk. Thank you guys so much for being at the AVN Awards. Good night. And it was like shell shocking because I was like, I didn't even know I wanted to win until we didn't win.
And then also did like, it literally was best podcast Plug Talk. Thank you. Good night. Lights on. Get the fuck out.
I mean, like, everyone was hauling ass. Like 5 seconds. I mean this after we were not the winners. 5 seconds. We were, if we didn't get up, we were assholes.
Yeah.
Because everyone
would it have been more a bummer if you guys did win and then that was all that you got out of it?
No. Because here's what I winning in that situation would have been the only thing that would have made that more fun. And what I will say was what was stolen from the moment, and again, it is, it's a screen award, so they told us going in what it was. It is what it is. But man, you do wish, like, what's kind of great is that, like, there would have been that cool moment of me and Ralph, like, sitting there maybe on, like, you know, the picture of the SDR show on the screen with four other podcasts or whatever, and just been like, you know, who's it going to be? That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
If they, that would have been cool to have that, like, moment, but they didn't do that at all. And now, though, but I will for the rest of my life. And Ralph, you should do this as they do in acting. I am now forever, though, AVN Award nominee, Big J. Okerson, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. 100%.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, but I think we
were nominated. We were there. We were at the dance.
If they at least showed, like, the top five and then picked one, that would, and we were in the top five, that would have made me feel cooler.
Yeah. You know? But it was, but again, kudos to the AVN Awards. It was, we did have a blast. Their technical issues, I think they just work out. It's first year back in several years.
And in a brand new
venue, and probably, I bet, dealing with new rules. So I'm sure there was a lot of fires to put out, but, like, I will say, as somebody who went there and would come back under the circumstances, but it's like, I'm saying, there's, fix those things. Like, make the experience better for the, and the fans are excited to see the girls that they jack off to constantly in person. For the girls and the people that are there and stuff, man, there should be like a, maybe there was there like a, like an artist lounge, just a place where you just kind of go and get some, like,
there should have been
food or some snacks.
Yeah, there should have been an artist lounge, at least something to make you feel like, all
right,
it's
Vegas.
Here.
Have pizza constantly coming through for like the middle hours of the day. Something that dumb would just be like a nice, like, dude, I'm just gonna grab a slice and sodas and whatever.
And also, maybe, like, if they have so many nominees that it takes several hours to get you guys through the red carpet, have, like, time slots instead of having everybody arrive.
By the way, how about this? Have three different fucking red carpets. It doesn't make a fucking difference.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
And also, with the open bar, have more than two bartenders for 3,000 people.
Yeah. I'm saying these are kinks. Like I said, like, hopefully they can work it out. Because I said, I know it's all done to mean well, because it is, like, it was a wild, crazy experience, man.
It was a great experience.
Neat thing to be a part of.
In the interest of full disclosure, I am leaving to go see see Lewis's new show, Spit Roast. So we're going to end this a little early. But I had a great time, Jay. I'm glad we got to go. And I would do it again.
Shannon, you were missed.
You were missed, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I did. I felt bad. I really was trying to. I bought the outfit. But it's blame Lewis because...
I wear the outfit instead of you? And
I would love to see it. I sent it to you guys in our group chat.
I remember that.
It was like the whole
the boots were great.
Yeah. I mean, the dress is so slutty. There's nowhere else I can imagine ever wearing it. But I tried it on and it did look fit well.
Don't wear it till next year.
Okay, I'll hold on to it.
I'm going to say it quick. Follow me at I'm Ralph Sutton, my other podcast, Good Sugar Podcast. Check that out. And the store is opening in the next couple of weeks, so that's all that matters. Jay, your plugs?
You can catch my one-man show, How Many Pollocks Does It Take? Preparing this.
Starring Romy Chase, who gets hit in the chops.
If you're listening live, everybody, tomorrow, Chicago starts 9 shows. The 2 tomorrow, sold out. 2 Friday, sold out, I believe, at midnight. There is some tickets still left for the What's Your Fucking Deal? We're going to do a crowd work show midnight on Friday. Saturday, going to Rosemont, Chicago, and 2 shows there. Saturday sold out. I believe Sunday there are some tickets available for both shows Sunday. So let's fill them up, man. Let's rock this whole weekend out. 9 shows. Let's make it fun. John Carden going to be out there with me. After that, I'm in Sacramento. I think we're cutting. I was supposed to be in Atlanta. That's getting cut for reasons out of my control, actually. But, yeah, a whole bunch of gigs. I'm in St. Louis, everywhere. And then, of course, Lewis coming with me. I believe Paco is going to be there, too, doing the Fox Theater in Connecticut. And then the next night is the first weekend of February. The next night we will be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. 1,100 seats. So awesome. Let's fucking do it. I know there's some tickets left, but we're selling like really good. It's like already, if it stops selling now, I'd be like, whoa, that's fucking pretty awesome still.
That's great. And also, by the way, before you plug, Shannon, we did tape about, I think, 20 segments or so. So we're going to make two or three episodes out of it. They will air sometime.
You can get 5-6 episodes out of the season.
Ralph is underselling it. There are like over 30.
Yeah, but I think a couple of them are like missed files. You know what I mean? Some of them might be like 5-minute files that were missed.
There's
files.
A lot of footage.
I'm telling you, it's fun. We were funny when there's no one being interviewed. Ralph doesn't believe in that.
Like an hour in so far, and it's all great and very entertaining.
My favorite part we'll do, just to say it real quick, is we did bring two girls on and ask them where I went wrong on my dates with them. Shannon, you do your plugs.
It's awkward.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding, with me and Mike Figs, and we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Is the ghost of Maddie Jester Skulls on the show ever or never?
Not yet. By the way, I will say, just to like toot my own horn, I don't know if I've ever said it on air, but I know I've said it to you guys off air that I thought that this whole thing was sparked because Maddie's wife was expecting, and he did just announce it on Instagram that they are expecting. So I think that's what kind of sent him.
You think she'll give birth in New York City? I doubt it. All right, let me go. I got to run to this thing. Love you guys. Jay, I really enjoyed our weekend together. Shannon, I'm sorry you weren't there.
Love y'all's.
See y'all next time. And I forget who's airing. Who's on this Saturday? I don't remember.
Brian Baker.
Oh, no. Brian Baker's last week. This week is the dude from Blur.
Your mother.
Oh, right. Yeah. Dave Rowntree.
Dave Rowntree from Blur. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Goodbye, everybody.
And Lee Sutton.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.